welcome to the IAA Mobility Visionary Club here live at the IAA in Munich. Thank you for joining us. My guest today is the Chief Commercial Officer at Jobrad Loop, Mark Milau. Mark, it's great to have you here. We were just talking about your vision of simplicity. Break that down for us. What is Jobrad Loop, and what is your vision of simplicity?
Yeah, I think maybe I, you know, first of say hello to everyone and thank you for having me here on the IA Mobility Visionary Club in Munich. It's a pleasure to be here in our hometown. As Sarah said, my name is Mark Milau and I'm the CCO of Jobrad Loop. Just to give you a bit of background, I actually come from the automotive industry.
Okay.
And that C in my title doesn't only stand for commercial, it's also our focus on the customer and on creativity. In April, we rebranded our company from Bravo Bike, I talk about that a little bit later,
okay,
to Jobrad Loop. And we are a young venture with very big ambitions. And we are moving from a startup to scale up and aiming to establish ourselves as the market leader in refurbished bikes.
The market leader in refurbished bikes.
Correct. And so now you might ask, what does actually refurbishment mean?
That's out of my mouth.
That's not new to us. Just mention, unlike buying a used bike from a private seller or maybe an unknown dealer, we take each bike and fully recondition it after it has been used. So usually we get the bikes after a three-year leasing contract from our sister company, Jobrad, which is like the household name for bike leasing in Germany. And then we basically bring it in best condition and then we sell it on the market. You could compare that to the concept of basically buying a used car, which is actually quite common in society.
Yes.
And we repair it thoroughly. So then we replace worn parts. And finally, we give a warranty so that the buyer doesn't take any kind of risk. What we do in our process that we also grade the bike so that we basically clean it and we photograph it. Then we put it in our online shop and offer it as a high quality refurbished product. At Jobrad Loop, and that was the answer on to your question, is our vision is to make the circular economy really simple, tangible, and accessible for everyone. And that's why we say it must be simple.
Must be simple.
Yeah. But we are also seeing a clear shift in the market, especially among younger generations, but not only. But for them, it's normal to buy second-hand or refurbished products in fashion, furniture, or even tech. And they expect companies to provide sustainable options. It's actually not a choice. It's a must, what you need to deliver today. They're used to platforms like Swappy or Refurb when it comes to buying electronics, where valuable products like our bikes, and you need to know that we sell bikes in the range of 600 to probably 7,000 euros.
600 is the bottom?
600 is about the bottom line.
Okay.
It can go really, sky is the limit. Yeah,
yeah.
We have very nice bikes in our portfolio. And then they're professionally restored and sold with a warranty, which gives, again, that security for the purchaser. But I think it's not about buying used. It's about purchasing something which is reliable, is refreshed, and most important, trustworthy. And that's exactly the expectation we are meeting as a company on a daily basis, because buying on the private market has generated also lots of disappointments for the people. And that's what we basically quantified.
Yeah.
So let me now share our vision for digital twins and why they matter for us. Today, the bike industry, and we are here at the IAA Mobility, which is pretty much dominated by the car industry and the supplies of that industry. But our industry is far behind the automotive sector when it comes to standardization and also digitization. So, and as a customer-focused company, we ask ourselves, what's actually best for the riders? So in starting from the customer, that's what I said about that C in my title, you know, you have a different view on things. And just imagine if every bike had a digital twin. So basically like a virtual model showing its full history, components, and also condition, we could take refurbishment as a concept to a whole new level. We would, for example, know in advance which bikes are coming back from leasing and when they're coming back from leasing and in which condition they're in, so that we know what they need in order to restore or refurb them. That will allow us to order, for example, parts ahead of time and give even the customers to have a predictive purchase or predictive, or we offer a predictive offer and give them a predictive purchase so that they have also the option to customize their refurbished bike, adding maybe new or even refurbished accessories or parts to it before the bike is fully processed in one of our factories. And the result for us would be that we have a faster turnaround, a much higher quality, and a clearly more personalized product for the end customer. In other words, our business is not only about a commercial advantage, or the idea of the digital twin is not about only the commercial advantage. It's about shaping a future where the entire refurbishment circle is seamlessly connected and customer-oriented, where we deliver the best possible product in the shortest possible time, because that's what we know. Customer want things, and they want them now. Yeah, you know, that speed in that market is quite an important criteria.
Absolutely.
So ultimately, it's all about aligning the refurbishment process with what the customer truly wants. And that's a tailored, high-quality bike at a fair price. Mm. So that's basically our journey. And we invite the entire bike industry, which is only partially represented here on that show, to join us on this path. And with that, I look forward to your question, Sarah.
All right. Well,
and our discussion.
I have a lot of questions, Mark. Let's get into it. What was the inspiration behind developing Jod Brad Loop? What specific customer need were you aiming to address?
So having talked to the founder, I think his idea was originally that he wants to give like bikes a second life, a second chance, so to say. Yeah, because in our society, we produce so many good products and bring them to the market, but we do not care about what happens to them after their first life cycle. Mm. So, but if you look at from a more holistic standpoint of view, you can see actually that leasing bikes, which became super popular during the pandemic, doesn't end with the end of the leasing contract. Because if you lease a company bike, you have the chance either to buy it back from the company or to bring it to the dealer, or you sell it yourself, or you give it back to the leasing company. But if it goes back to leasing companies, and we're talking about, you know, thousands and 10,000s, 100,000s of bikes, you know, what happens to them afterwards?
Yeah.
And this is when we come in with a very good proposition. You know, we make high quality bikes accessible for everyone, basically at an affordable price point. And in order to put that in context, according to the industry association ZIF, the average selling price of a new e-bike is about 2,950 euros. And as you might know from your own experience in like buying cargo bikes or electric fully bikes or whatever is there on the market, they can go even much higher. Mm. For a normal person with an average income, nearly unaffordable. But why should they make compromises on having like urban mobility or two-wheeler mobility at an affordable price? And this is where we come in. So basically, we intend to be the trusted and reliable source, unlike classifieds or unknown dealers, and create transparency and security in basically the second life bike market. So that's basically our purpose.
I think that's so important, because the thing about buying a secondhand bike from like somebody on the internet is like, it's probably stolen. And that feels bad. I live in London. Like, it's stolen. You park your bike at the tube station, say goodbye. So I like this idea of there being like sort of a guarantee that this bike is, you know where it's coming from, right? And it's been checked and it's been refurbished and it's safe to use. So tell us a little bit more about what this simplicity means for the customer. Give us an example. What is that?
Yeah, coming from a customer point of view, I mean, may I ask how many bikes you ride or how many stolen bikes you have?
I have zero bikes currently. I have zero bikes and none of them are stolen. So just putting that out there on the record.
No, but if you now intend to buy a bike because you want to have like a modern and also convenient, which is plays also an important role, right? In our traffic situation nowadays, you know, bike mobility is quite an issue. Or an opportunity. So you come to the point that you look for a new bike and you make your research. You usually start online. So ideally, you'd come to a platform like us, and then you have a choice like of 500 different brands and like 30 categories, and maybe a choice of a couple of thousands. We have an average something between 2,000 and 3,000bikes online every day.
That's a lot of bikes.
That's a lot of bikes.
Where do you keep them all?
Yeah, so we have a, you know, a couple of factories also where we store them, you know, before they are sold.
Okay.
But in order to make the process very simple for the customer, now you come, now you have questions. Maybe you do not have a clue what you need. Maybe you saw a friend of yours on a cool gravel bike and say, oh, I need a gravel bike. But actually you do not know if this is actually the concept you need. You could, for example, call us and get a kind of a consultancy with our, one of our customer care team so that they basically consult you on the right choice for your mobility purposes. So, but then you know what you need, but then you have still the choice between price and models, brands and all that kind of stuff. And this is where further digital features come into place. So we have a bike finder where you can basically select what kind of bikes you need. In case that bike shouldn't be available, you still have the chance to basically initiate a feature which is called the bike alarm. So that means actually you set like parameters of bikes you want to have, and then we alert you as soon as we have that bike in the shop. And this is already like the first link to one thing we would like to achieve with that digital twin idea. So just imagine right now you can only buy what we have in the shop, but you know, also out there on the cameras, just imagine you hit a had a predictive offer. So you know exactly what you need. You can specify that very detailed in our bike finder or bike alarm. And then actually we tell you this bike will become available in 3 weeks' time. And we can actually pull it forward and also customize it in a way as you want it as a driver for a much better price than a new bike.
Yeah.
How cool would that be?
That would be pretty cool. I like the sound of that. walk us through the life cycle of a Jobrad Loop bike from first use through to the reconditioning. What does that look like?
Yeah. So basically, if you're an employee of a company, because it's a, still a kind of a business to business opportunity. So if you're an employee of a company, you usually have a choice to benefit from bike leasing. So it means you take a choice. You go to the dealer or you go online, you know, you buy a bike and then you enter in a kind of leasing contract. Then actually, this bike runs over the period of 3 years through the leasing contract. Meanwhile, you will have maintenance, right? So because you want to keep the bike in a good condition and you want to have fun with that bike. So that's basically where a lot of different services kick into that process. But then one day comes the day where you have to give it back. And this is where we, where our business kicks in. So basically we come and pick the bike either from your working place or from your home, bring it back in one of our hubs, bring in one of our factories where it goes through the whole refurbishment process. Basically, it comes in, we first evaluate the bike. So then actually we check when it comes to electric bikes, which are nowadays more or less like mobile phones and two wheels, right? So there are lots of things to fix, like with batteries and chargers and all that kind of stuff. And then actually it goes the next step that we clearly see what kind of replacement parts it needs. Then the guide's bike gets fully refurbished. So then it gets fully cleaned, then it's got photographed, and then you get a pretty comprehensive overview of that product in our online shop that you have basically a failure-free opportunity to buy the bike, you know. And this is clearly the process which behind that. And our idea is that we say we offer used bikes for great rides, and used bikes, great rides is a little bit our brand claim just to cover that approach.
Okay, so used bikes for great rides sounds great. What are some of the obstacles you have when it comes to implementing circularity at scale? What are the issues?
Obviously, we are very environmental conscious, and circularity plays an important role as we are the contributor in that system, you know, to make things circular. But, you know, sometimes lacks of clever product design. So we have fantastic bikes out there, but we often face situations where it's extremely difficult to change a battery, or to have access, or where manufacturers have like certain tools they use, which we need then to organize, or that we do not get access to replacement parts. So for us, as a call to the bike industry, it would obviously help if, and that's also quite common in the automotive industry, that replacement parts, for example, are available for a longer time, even the model ran out already.
Yeah.
Or if we have a low cost of spare parts, that we can make also that new opportunity affordable. And there's clearly still a lack of standardization across the industry. And this is what we try to fix together with them to make our circularity offer even better.
Okay. How are customers reacting to the idea of reconditioned bikes? What's the response?
So it's still a challenge, particularly in communication, right? So, but it has grown acceptance.
Yeah.
That's for sure. There are two key hurdles. When people hear Jobrad, which is like a household name for bike leasing, we need to explain ourselves what Jobrad Loop means. The metaphor is quite simple, right? So we basically get the bikes from Jobrad and we bring them to a refurbishment loop and then we bring them back to the market, right?
Yeah.
So that circle makes quite a lot
when
of sense.
When you say it, it makes sense.
It makes total sense, but it needs explanation, right? So, but the second thing is then the distinction between used and also refurbished, because people think it's the same. When you think about the regular market, if you buy like fashion from Vinted, it's used, it's pre-used, it's pre-loved, but it's not refurbed because no one has actually made it better or brought it back to a standard which was before. When you talk about technology like mobile phones, iPads, laptops, whatever it is, and bikes, which are high-tech goods, it requires lots of attention, knowledge, and skill to bring them back to a state that you can just use them again. And that's what we need to communicate what refurbished is. But it's a category challenge. Not only we're facing, it's basically affecting also our market participants, and here we fight, aside to make that clear what that offering means to the market, not only to young customers, but also to a broader audience.
Yeah. But I feel like young people are maybe potentially more open to that. Like a younger friend has turned me on to Vinted. Vinted is great. I got this shirt on Vinted. It
looks good.
And it was cheap, you know? And like, it's getting a second life. And I can totally see how young people are going to eventually be like, yes, this is excellent. I'm really curious, Mark, in how you think the entire bike industry might change if these circular models like Jobrad Loop were to become the norm.
Yeah. I mean, if we talk again, let me refer back to the topic of the digital twin, right?
Okay.
Because the digital twin could be a game changer in that whole industry. And this affects in a positive way the manufacturers, the dealers and retailers, the leasing companies, and us as refurbishment companies. Just to wrap it quickly, real-life data improves product design and durability and supports also sustainability reporting, which the manufacturers need to do for the ESG certifications, right? On the dealer side, a transparent digital history builds and trust enables proactive maintenance, which puts the bikes in better condition, which helps us also when we receive the bikes and can actually bring them back in the next life cycle.
That makes sense.
For the leasing companies, data is clearly an opportunity to predict accurate residual values and also returns and also lower the risk. And now it comes to our part. Mm-hmm. If we have a predictive refurbishment, we could offer so much more to our customers than we do now. Faster process, customization, and obviously more trust in a refurbished bike because we can also hand over the legacy to the customer.
Okay. I'm conscious that we're coming to the end of our time.
Yes.
So let's look ahead to the next 2 years. What would success look like for you? And how will you know when your vision is becoming reality?
So clearly for me is most successful we would be if Jobrad Loop and actually the whole industry or professional industry would be seen as the trusted source for refurbished bikes in Germany and for us in particular internationally. So from a customer perception, we need to make sure that the idea of refurbished bikes is a high quality and a secure choice and not a constraint, so it must be clear that it's a clear alternative to buying new, because you can have immediate and you can have a good quality from a trusted source. So from for us as a company, success would be a measurable increase of share in the overall bike market.
All right. Well, that's a very simple vision. Thank you for being with us today here at the IAA Mobility Visionary Club. Mark Milau, he is the Chief Commercial Officer at Jobrad Loop. We appreciate your thoughts. Thank you all for being our audience today.
Thank you, Sarah.